This is Triple H 100.1 FM. Good afternoon and welcome again to Rotary Matters. My name's Ian Stewart and it's really good to be with you on this lovely summer's day. In fact, it's going to be a very hot day. Around here it's going up to 36 and tomorrow I believe in the early 40s, so pretty warm weather. Now, the idea of our program, Rotary Matters, is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes and the projects and the people who make up a Rotary. Now, concern for the environment is a major area of focus for Rotary around the world, and rightly so. This takes many forms, and today we're going to explore some more environmental initiatives undertaken by the Rotary Club of Corrimal. Corrimal is on the south coast of New South Wales, just north of Wollongong. Now, their enterprising members established CREG, C-R-E-G, otherwise known as the Corrimal Rotary Environmental Group, and they have been very, very busy, tackling a range of problems like cleaning up the waterways, propagating plants, planting trees, and keeping an eye on microplastics. They've been establishing a community garden and promoting sustainability through a Greenfest Expo. Look, it's a big and inspiring story and shows what can happen when a group of passionate citizens pull together to tackle one of society's greatest challenges. And I had the pleasure of talking about this with two Corrimal Rotary Club members, Jerry Wood and Dilys Hoser, and we spoke a few days ago on Zoom.
So today we're going to be picking up on a story we had a couple of weeks ago where we were talking with two members of the Rotary Club of Corrimal, Jerry Wood and Dilys Hoser. They spoke to us last time about some of their activities, the cleanups, the propagation workshops, the tree planting, and their work on microplastics. But today we've got a few more questions for them, which we want to discover a bit more about the wonderful work that this Rotary Club is doing. Dilys and Jerry, you have a student community garden. Please, how did that come about? What does it provide and who benefits and who puts it together?
Okay, and we don't have any commitment, or sorry, we have a thoughtful commitment, but not a physical one, to the student garden now. And we're delighted it's actually still running. Because of the nature of student life, we most have full or not, or maybe part-time jobs, and they finish courses and disappear back home for 6 months or whatever. But in 2020, we began a garden on university land between the main university and the escarpment. And as I said, that has continued despite COVID, despite a year of being washed out until the present day.
Dilys, what do you grow in the garden?
Oh, vegetables mostly.
Right.
So corn, beans, carrots, cucumbers, and flowers that attract pollinators and flowers that take insects away from the flowers of the leaves of the vegetables. What size?
I was just wondering what the dimensions are, approximately.
Probably 200 metres by 50.
Okay, it's big. Yeah. It's big.
Quite sizable. Yeah.
And is it the idea that the students from the University of Wollongong actually attend the garden and look after it, or do you as Rotarians roll up your sleeves and get stuck in there with them?
Okay, as I said, our involvement with the garden has basically ceased. A bit of both. The students do weeding, plant things, organise, buy stuff, order appropriate tools, etc. Rotary has provided backup in doing that. Certainly, Dilys and I were into that with both hands. She was focusing particularly on the composting. I was focusing more on, I guess, the word is teaching students. Because we had some students come in who, frankly, didn't know how to turn a tap on, didn't know how to plant a plant. And so that became a very important part of what we were doing, for me anyway. I believe that every person on this earth should be able to grow something to feed themselves and may need to in the future.
Okay, now another of your initiatives, Greenfest Sustainability Expo. Can you describe that for us? How did it come about? What does it consist of? Who comes along to it? And is this an annual event? So this is Dilys speaking.
It came about, one of our board members came up with the idea of having a Greenfest expo to actually show the public and to the things that they can do to become sustainable and to get people who are sustainability campaigners together so that they can actually exchange ideas and information. Is that how you would?
Yeah, I'd see it that way. It's also an element of supporting of those groups supporting each other and us, they're being aware that we're supporting them.
And when and where is the Greenfest Sustainability Expo conducted?
It's conducted at the Coromel High School. We had our first one in
December
2022. And
the next one will be
March 24th of March 2024. We were going to hold one in October of this year, but because the school was having an outdoor area built, they had to cancel it without much notice.
But that means that this next one will be partially covered, so we won't have so much issue with heat. The possibility of rain won't be such a worry.
And the location is the same high school, Coromel High School?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
24th of March 2024, get yourselves along to Coromel High School for the Greenfest Sustainability Expo. So this is two initiatives we've heard about this morning. Student Community Garden, the Greenfest Sustainability Expo. What is the Green Connect Farm and where is it and what does it do?
Okay, the Green Connect Farm is not a Rotary initiative. It was started by a group which is representing refugees in Wollongong. In fact, the person who started that is now a member of Fairy Meadow Rotary Club. However, getting back to Green Connect, it's a farm which supports people who may be refugees, who have been finding difficulty getting work in a farming environment. So it's located on Education Department land behind Warrawong High School, and it is supported also by two places where you can go and buy secondhand stuff. And yeah, so people donate to there, but they have a great system where anything that's donated is found a pathway back to be recycled if it's not being sold. Anyway, back to the farm, it has paid staff and a lot of volunteers like me and another person from our Craig group who's not a Rotarian. Our task on the farm is dealing with weeds, and we've been able to restore a herb section, which is now viable so that the herbs can be added to the fruit and veggie boxes, which the farm sells. And we've started on an orchard. We're restoring that. And it will become an extension of a native flower farm, which was the idea, very excitingly, of one of the refugee people. So, you know, it's all good. All exciting.
Is it cost neutral? In other words, does the revenue match the costs, or does it exceed the costs?
Sorry, I can't answer that, Ian, but I suspect that the revenue needs to be supported by donations.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's received very favourable comment and support from government. Mm-hmm. And they have asked for a twin one to be begun in Western Sydney, which is an honour for the people who are actually responsible for that farm. Yeah.
What a great and very inspiring story that is. I congratulate everybody on that initiative.
It's a wonderful story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Do they have any livestock at all or poultry on the farm?
They have both. They have chickens, they sell the eggs. have pigs, and they have goats sometimes, sometimes with problematic results. They had a couple of llamas at one stage. Yeah, they had some ducks, quite a variety of animals and chickens, yeah.
Could anybody visit the farm?
They did have tours. I'm not sure whether they have started again. I believe they have. You would need to pay for those. However, they have a wonderful idea. They employed a person to look after children's playgroups. So they're very natural-centred, sustainable sort of playgroups where the kids get to pet animals, play in the dirt, pretend, grow things, yeah, and the kids love it.
So,
and today we're talking with Dilys Hoser and Jerry Wood from the Rotary Club of Corrimal on the South Coast, who are members of the Corrimal Rotary Environmental Group, aka CREG. We now learn about the way the group engages with younger people, including members of Rotaract, which is a form of Rotary aimed at 18 to 30-year-olds. Again, we spoke a day or so ago on Zoom.
So let's get back to your Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Corrimal. You have members from Rotaract at the University of Wollongong. Rotaract is for 18 to 30-year-old members of the community. How important is it for your Rotary Club to be engaged with students coming from the university?
Okay, so Rotaract have supported us in many ways. They've come and helped plant trees on several occasions, and we actually finished planting the trees very quickly on one occasion, so they then got stuck in and cleaned up the riverbank, which the council were absolutely delighted with. They also support us in regular cleanups, but often that conflicts with their university timetables. So, yeah, but that, you know, they also give us general support on barbecues or any fundraisers that we're doing. They're wonderful to us. Mm. Yeah.
So anybody listening who would be eligible to be a Rotaractor would join the Rotaract Club at the University of Wollongong. And if they were to do that, then they might work with you on some of these projects.
Yes, certainly. They'd be most welcome.
So there's a nice nice tie-in between the university and the Rotary Club of Corrimal.
Yes, it's a really good relationship. We also work a lot with international students. We worked with them a lot on the garden and kind of established our reputation, I guess, with them. But we also have a connection with them through a Rotary group to allow students to practice conversation and form friendships with each other. This is international students. And some of them have come back with our Rotary members and helped us on cleanups. It's important, I think, for what they're giving, but we also hope that they're receiving, that we are working for peace in our world. They receive a little bit, and we hope they may pursue the kind of activities that we do when they return home or when they leave university.
So there's many different ways that you're engaging with younger people through Rotaract and through other initiatives out of the university. I've read about the Imagination Library. Can you explain what that is and how does that connect to the Rotary Club of Corrimal?
The Imagination Library will be 10 years old next year in Wollongong. And Sue Clark is our leader, has been our faithful leader and certainly a member and past president of our Rotary Club for many, many years. It is not a part of CREG. However, it certainly deserves a mention and it's something that Rotary Clubs might consider in any area that they're working in. The process is that Rotary in our area provides the money for a disadvantaged child to receive a book per month in the mail, and that book has been scrutinised carefully by a group that works with Rotary called Uniting Way. They're in charge of the program in Australia and came originally from Dolly Parton, the country and western singer, who's been honoured by Congress in America for her wonderful work on literacy. So it's aiming at preschools from 0 to 5, okay. And it's aiming at families, to bring families together and to learn to share a love of good books and to prepare the children for success at school. Yeah.
The other part of the Imagination Library for us is that we also collect pre-loved books and clean them up and then give them to the preschools or the playgroups, and so that they can share these books with, we either give them to the children or sort of have a library and the kids can borrow it and bring it back to so that's sort of like a recycling initiative. And that's part of the sustainability side of it.
Right. It reminds me a bit of the Books in Homes project, which is supported by Rotary. Children, usually in disadvantaged schools, are able to acquire 4 or 5 books, maybe once a term or once a year, that they take home, where there probably aren't any books at all. But it's a way of encouraging them to read and understand and appreciate the value of books. And it's a similar initiative to the one that you're describing.
We started that originally probably 8 years ago, recognising that not all children could be reached by the new books that are provided by the Imagination Library, and recognising that once children got a feeling for reading, wanting to read, you better have something ready for them to read.
The other thing about the books also is that in each book there is a sheet to give the parents hints on how to read the book to the child, ask them questions to ask, you know, ask them to point out to ensure that they are understanding what the parent is reading to them. Mm. So it is a very good initiative.
Right. There's a very recent survey which is highly impressive, much worth reading, Ian, done by Uniting Way about the success of the program. And it's a really win-win situation. We would hope and dream that perhaps governments may start helping subsidise, because it's not cheap to pay for this program. It's getting towards $10 per book per child now.
Actually, there's also in Tamworth, they are actually registering every child at birth.
This is the council.
This is the council, also supported by businesses. So they're really sort of ahead of their time.
Mm. So we're talking with Dilys Hoser and Jerry Wood about some of the activities of the Rotary Club in Corrimal on the south coast of New South Wales, around what's called CREG, the Corrimal Rotary Environmental Group. One last question for you. WIRES, which is the Wildlife Rescue Organisation. What is your connection with WIRES?
A new one this year. It's in the pipeline, I guess you'd say. We have managed to get WIRES to come out and put in two POS boxes, one in Corley Park, which is Rotary's bush care area, and one at Judy Masters Oval, which is a bush care that Dilys and I support. I looked yesterday, the one at Corley Park doesn't seem to be occupied yet, but he's hoping, and I might have been there at the wrong time of the day. WIRES, as you know, is an organisation that looks after native animals which may be injured by a car, which may be unfortunately burnt by a bushfire or have no food because of a bushfire, a multitude of reasons why animals end up in trouble. And unfortunately and sadly, Australia's extinction rate is top of the world. Mm-hmm. It's an appalling record that I'm ashamed of. But anyway, so a local WIRES person came to have a look for where the POS boxes might be put, I spoke to her and asked, could I do the WISE training? She was glad of that. I'm an oldie, so I wasn't sure I could clamber around the bush looking for injured animals. But she said that there are possibilities for work in the local area, even just transporting an animal that's been treated from a vet to the carer. At the moment, I'm investigating the possibility that one of the native gardens we've established may be used by WISE to feed the animals that they have to look after, because those animals have very specific plants that they will eat. And, you know, one of the reasons they're endangered is that they won't eat other stuff. So, yeah. So he's hoping that partnership may come off. We'll keep you posted.
So for the benefit of our listeners, what is a POS box?
A POS box is just a human-created box that's put up into a tree so that the animal, possum or bird or other animal that can climb a tree, might use it to breed, have babies. We are lacking old-growth trees in Australia, and young trees cannot support the kind of hollows which an animal requires or a bird requires to build a nest. So until, you know, those trees are very mature, they're not going to have those holes in them. So we humans have to get in and do some fabricating and make some artificial ones.
Listeners, we've been discussing today with Jerry Wood and Gillis Hoser from the Rotary Club of Corrimal some of their very creative and very important initiatives under the Corrimal Rotary Environmental Group activities. If anybody wanted to find out a bit more about Corrimal Rotary, or specifically the Rotary Environmental Group, is there a website or a Facebook page that people could look at?
Both, Ian. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just under Corrimal Rotary, yeah.
I'd simply Google Corrimal and Rotary and it'll take you to a lot of information.
Yep.
And look, it's just a terrific example of Rotary in action in the neighbourhood. I congratulate you both and thank you very much for sharing the story with our listeners today. Thank you.
We're delighted to share the story. It's our joy to do this. And we believe that sharing the story is a big part of what Rotary can do for the environment. So thank you.
Okay.